This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great privilege to share morning devotions with you. I hope that you're well today. Now, you mightn't realize it, but there's a strong chance that you could have something in common with some great people. And I'm grateful to David Kerr for these thoughts today. But I'm referring to Beethoven or Winston Churchill or John Cleese, the actor known for his role in Fawlty Towers. But you could share something else with people like Oliver Cromwell or Charles Dickens, Ernest Hemingway, John Keats, Abraham Lincoln. So what is it that you're likely to share? If you've suffered from depression, you'll know that you've been through this, and so have those particular people. They've experienced the dark and debilitating condition we call depression. Now, I've spoken about this before, but it's worth repeating. Depression is a pervasive, it's just this terrible sense of despair and sometimes an excessive guilt that brings back feelings and thoughts that I just don't want to continue in life anymore. People can lose weight and have a loss of appetite. They feel that there's just nothing worth living for. They have poor concentration. And actually, depression invades every age group. It's not just something for old people. A Harvard University study found that in America, for example, the rate of increase in depression among children is an astounding 23%. Just incredible, isn't it? It can sneak up behind you, or sometimes it's there suddenly. People can feel unhappy. And depression is something that I think probably all of us will experience at some stage. Whether or not it becomes a persistent problem is another matter. Gary MacDonald, the actor, better known, I guess, for his role as Norman Gunston back there some years back, he found that in 1993 he was filming the revival of the Norman Gunston show. He found himself sliding towards a breakdown, and he actually said, I felt morose, reclusive. Everything around me was doom and gloom. But Gary MacDonald was able to get help and continues today to be a great example as a person who knows what it is, what depression is, and is able to do something about it. Of course, we have people who think that they know best and they say things like, why don't you just snap out of it? Well, how would they know what it's really like? In fact, that really can make you feel worse. And then if you're a Christian, if you're involved in the Christian life, some of your friends who are also Christians could say, well, there's something probably wrong with your religion or your spirituality. There's something there, a sin that's darkened your spirit. And now again, that's not helpful at all either. Chances were that Jesus himself suffered great sense of loss, and remember the night in the Garden of Gethsemane? That could have been probably was a very depressive moment. Now, of course, depression is linked. It's quite a difficult thing to work out. But, of course, one of the great examples, and the Bible tells us about Elijah, the prophet from the Old Testament. He had a very exhausting experience. He'd just passed through, actually, trauma. He'd won a decisive victory against the prophets of Baal. And these were people who supported Queen Jezebel. And quite a dramatic thing had happened on Mount Carmel. Elijah had called down fire from God in this amazing contest between good and evil. And good had come to the forefront. But he'd run this marathon from Mount Carmel to Jezreel, and he just was exhausted. He fell down, and he was just at the edge. He just couldn't take any more. All he wanted to do was die. He wanted to end it all. He lost the sense of God's presence. He felt he was a failure. I'm no better than my fathers, he said. But God spoke to him, and he said, look, it's okay. You're not the only one left. I'm here. And Elijah, one of these great men, great courageous person of the Old Testament, God allowed him to sleep, and God provided something for him to eat and gave him a new sense of direction. So it's a great story, because when you're depressed, you can't see the wood for the trees. We need people to help us through. Well, dear Lord, sometimes we don't understand the way we think and feel. Darkness can be there, but we thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you care for us. So help us, Lord, in these moments, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.